Hi, welcome back to Art Speak. We are doing the web bonus with Sarah Emerson, and right now we're just kind of talking about your background in art and really how you got started doing murals.
Well, I went to the Atlanta College of Art here. I do painting and drawing. I went in the 90s, obviously, and kind of left and went to grad school and did a few things and lived other places and then decided to come back here a few years ago. We've been back now 7 years, which is crazy. It's probably the longest amount of time I've lived anywhere. I've always been a loyalist to painting. I'm not a very good three-dimensional thinker, so it's kind of amazing to me that I've sort of had these opportunities to do these murals, because obviously it's a very three-dimensional response, even though I'm looking at things through a painting lens. The spaces are all very unique, and they require different things. I like to work with different organizations that are... Well, over the years, I've been lucky enough, I guess, to say, that to work with a lot of different kinds of organizations that... you know, really try to push the arts and really try and build strong relationships between artists and the communities that they're living in. I was invited to do a mural. I want to say the first mural I did was right after grad school, but it was kind of a small mural, and it felt, when I think about it now, I think it was more like a painting on the wall, which I know that's what a mural is technically, but it wasn't, I didn't think about the space. It was just an image on the wall. And iDrummond invited me when I first moved back to Atlanta to do something for Dead Flower. Susan Sipsick had organized that show, and I did a big mural on the wall there, and I just loved it. I consider myself sort of a working-class artist, a working-class painter, so when the opportunity comes up to do something kind of unique and special, I try and, you know, respond as best I can. But I've really enjoyed the murals, and over the last few years, there have just been more local opportunities to work, and then that has led to other invitations. I did something in Indianapolis University at the Heron Gallery a couple years ago, and then the MoCA Jacksonville Project recently. So I feel like it's just another part of the paintings on canvas. It's just another way for the imagery to kind of exist, and it's a more direct way with the community and sort of the viewer. So it was an accident that I sort of got involved in painting murals, but I really feel like it's all part of the same practice.
Do you feel that there are less boundaries when you're working with a mural, or do you feel like you kind of have to even maybe think harder about containing yourself and not letting it get too out of control?
Yeah, I have to be a little bit more planned than I would obviously on something that's only 4 feet by 4 feet. But the more projects I've had the opportunity to do, the more flexible I feel about breaking the rules as I'm kind of working on the projects, the less I work out, which is probably scary to the people who come to help me, because they're like, can I color in blue here? And I'm thinking, no, I don't know yet. Don't touch that. So I'm not as planned out as probably I would think I would be. I think that psychologically, murals live differently with the viewer than works on canvas, where they become these kind of objects, kind of trophies of sort of bourgeois. They mean something a little different than when the community sort of owns the wall. Even if they don't own the space, they're walking through it all the time. Or even when you go to a museum, for instance, at the MoCA, the Atrium Project, the atrium is so inviting. It's just it's the first thing you see when you walk in. And it's just a different relationship with the viewer. They're not kind of viewing it as sort of an us and them kind of experience, or an us and it, the other. They can kind of become immersed in a mural.
Earlier, you kind of touched on the difference between working on a mural in kind of different conditions, and how it was different doing something inside a museum, on a museum wall, as opposed working, you know, for living walls, for example, where you were outside in mm-hmm. the Georgia heat.
Well, the people who really work outside a lot, I really look up to them. It's hard work. And the Living Walls Project was the hardest and best 2 weeks. You really get used to the heat after a couple of days. I think it's just like anything. You're out in the sun and, you know, you just get used to it. I think the hardest part about it for me was having to pack up every night. When you're in an indoor environment, you don't have to do that. You can kind of leave things sort of out. So when you come in, you don't have that hour setup and that hour pack up. But when you're outside, you really can't do that. You can't leave 10 gallons of paint sitting out. And the lift down and that kind of thing. So there's quite a big setup, and I'm a real working class painter. So when I get there, I just want to start working, and I want to work till it's dark. But it was probably a good lesson for me to kind of have to take a deep breath in the morning and in the evening, and then really just get used to the conditions. And it's scary on those lifts when you get up really high.
Is it kind of hard to switch gears and go from doing something that's really I feel like Living Walls is something that, you know, you're involving the community in. People are passing by it every day. It's outside. And then having something contained in an indoor space, how is that a different feeling? And do you feel like it's really reaching out to people in the same way?
I feel like, yes, it's very different because obviously the people that would go into the museum, they're already there because they're interested in going to that space. Whereas when you're in some place like Reynoldstown, you're just in this, you know, on the street, you get to meet with people who would not normally be looking at things like that. Or maybe not normal. They're just there by accident. Maybe they didn't know you were going to be there. And that's a really engaging and wonderful experience. I think, you know, in general, people still engage. It's nice to be working in a situation where people can kind of come up. I think the real difference is when I get home and start working in the studio, which is very secluded. And there isn't that feedback and that conversation. So I'm not sure which I like better. I think I like both the same. I kind of need both. But it's not hard to transition. It's just two very different kinds of working spaces. And I love it when people come up and talk to me about... I mean, if people could come visit me in the studio, I mean, I just live out in the middle of nowhere. But if people could come visit me, I would be completely happy with that. But yeah, so that's the only real difference.
And you're currently teaching at Emory. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like teaching and interacting with your students in any way influences your work?
Yeah, I think it kind of keeps me on my toes. I can't get complacent with a certain kind of theory that I am addicted to or a certain kind of writer. I have to kind of keep engaged in everything that's going on so that, you know, I can keep the conversation fresh for the artist. And then also they introduce me to people that, you know, maybe it's not part of my main interest. So right. I really enjoy that kind of give and take. And also I teach all levels at Emory. So I teach the very foundation level as well. And they're not always art majors. So they kind of come in with the idea that maybe they're interested in learning how to draw, but they don't know how. So I actually really enjoy working with people like that, too, that maybe aren't interested in it as a career, but are really interested in how it might be able to change the perception of the way they see the world or think about things in front of them or objects. And that has been very rewarding in a way that I didn't really expect. I kind of was a little terrified. You know what I mean? I was terrified of teaching students that maybe weren't going to pursue it as a career. But it's been great. I've really enjoyed it.
Are there any other projects you're working on right now or any upcoming things that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I'm just finishing up the MoCA Jacksonville. That's coming down July 7th. And then I currently have a show up at Screen Arts in St. Augustine. And I have a couple of things I don't know yet for sure if I'm going to get the funding to do them or the approval to do them. So I'm just kind of waiting, but mostly mural projects and then a couple mural projects. And then I'm sort of looking forward to getting back in the studio because I've kind of been out working at the kitchen table and in other spaces. So I'm kind of looking forward to spending the latter half of the summer doing that. And then I show at White Space here in Atlanta. So I'll probably do something with her in the near future as well.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for joining me today on Arts Week.
Thank you, Claire.